Okay, friends, we have already understood what the project finance is, and we have reached to the stage of how the project is to be undertaken by appraisal, by undertaking the appraisal, and also seen that what are the types of appraisals are there. Now we are going deep into the subject matter. So this chapter onward, next four chapters are very crucial and important from your study point of view, so as to understand how the specific type of appraisals are undertaken by the project competent authorities. So in this series, in the chapter number 3, that is this chapter, we are going to understand the technical appraisal aspects of the project. Technical appraisal. We have seen there are several appraisals, at least 4 appraisals we have to take. Technical, economical, financial, these aspects we have to forming the part of the appraisal system. So important one is a technical appraisals, and this technical appraisals we are going to start now. So objective of this technical appraisal consists of understanding, the conceptual understanding, I mean to say, the technical appraisal, what it does, what it means. Then various aspects of the technical appraisals. Then introduction to the plant flexibility and also flexible manufacturing system which will going to deploy into the project. Then referring to the various charts or layouts which we are which are placed before the management for consideration. Then access the competitive status of the project as well as the units which are functioning under the projects, and learn few methods of improvement in the quality as well as the productivity. Now this objective we have to take into consideration while undertaking the technical appraisals. Technical review is undertaken to ascertain that the project is very good, it is sound in respect of certain parameters. Which are those parameters? What is technology? Second one is plant capacity. Third one is raw material availability. Then fourth one is location where the project is functioning and the availability of the cheap labor or the manpower availability in and around the areas. These are some of the main parameters of the technical review. Now, the choice of technology, each one of that we have to see. The choice of technology is influenced by some other elements or some other consideration. This choice of technology is depending upon the consideration under plant capacity. We have to consider that. Plant capacity, how many principal units are there? What is the investment outlay will be there? Then what is the production cost of each product and total product? Then use of other industries, that is support industries, I mean to say. Then product mix, not only one product but multiple products if the company is engaged under the project so as to perform. Then in that case this product mix is also very important. Then the latest development and ease of absorption of the technology is very, very important, and it is influenced by the variety of these consideration. Technical appraisal is important because it ensures that the project is technically feasible and all the inputs which are required to set up in the projects are available, and also it should facilitate the optimal project formulation or initiation in terms of its capacity, technology, its capacity, technology, location and technology size, etc. Usually the technical appraisal is carried out by the independent agencies which are carrying out the technical studies, or by institution where their in-house technical experts are available. The financial analyst participating in the project appraisal, definitely he should be able to raise the basic issues relating to the technical analysis using the common sense of the economic logic. Technical appraisal is nothing but it is a method of inspection to ensure that the project is potentially well designed, engineered, and followed the acceptable industry standard. Okay, in short, this will vary from the project to project, all aspects. Two projects cannot have a simple and same and single perceptions. So, the project to project, the requirement and the standards are different. So, appraisal means the inspection, assessing or verifying it is very important. First aspect. Second aspect, the project will be assessed by using the various appraisal methods such as technical appraisal, legal appraisal, economic appraisal, and in order to identify the potential of the successfully completion of return on investment, that is ROI. These are said to be a decision analysis techniques. So these technical appraisal analysis in a project will mainly concentrate on various basic significant parameters. For example, it is material input, technology, its plant capacity, or the capacity of the plants and the equipments which are used in the project. I have given you the two pictures in front of you, that is some technical challenging projects. All projects I said are not similar projects. Different projects have different priorities. So, the technical analysis will definitely play a very vital and important role. First picture, if you see, it will be the petrochemical plant. Now just imagine, this is a petrochemical plant. Environment pollution, government approval, hazardous gases, population hazard, so many aspects are coming into this, plus investment. And this being a very, very, very highly in-flavor project. So, the standard technology and its nature or its place or location, whether it is near to or away from the main place where the general public are staying. So, it is to be viewed, or technically, it is to be appraised in considering different aspects altogether. And the second picture, if you are seeing, that is Marina Bay, Marina Beach. You will look at the picture, you will find that inside the water bay, there are certain construction is formed. It is a challenging because in water, getting the base for erecting the structure is very important here and challenging one. And that to sustaining that, taking into consideration the population which is visiting to that area, giving the comfort to them, then giving them all this comfort to travel and come to this beach and earning out of it. This is also one of the project. So construction of that beach or bay or construction of the petrochemical plant. Likewise, there are several plants in the several various industries. And depending upon the nature of the project, all the projects are technically challenged one. So it is technical appraisal is very, very important because it is a beginning and each and every aspect, nothing should be left out so that it will impact the project in future. That is why the technical aspects are very important. So the technical review has to be undertaken by the various other organization, including the financial organization or financial institution, which focuses mainly on certain technical aspects which consist, which is consistent, or these aspects for the important for the manufacturing process as well as from the technology process. This is also should consider the following aspects into consideration. One is the technical arrangement, what is in place, material inputs from where it is required and what how it can be utilized. Then product means type of the products that company is going to produce. Then plant capacity, how many products can be compared within what time and what time period. Then plant capacity to produce that. Then location and the site also, taking into consideration the population are in and around. Then machineries and equipment which are going to be used in this project, as well as the structures and the civil works, as well as environmental aspects also very important as far as technical appraisal are concerned. Now, manufacturing process and technology. If the industry or unit is a manufacturing or a product, or you see it is giving the services, often there are two or more alternative technologies are required that are available. For example, it is a cement plant. In that cement plant, what is important is cement can be made either by the dry process or wet process. Whereas, when you consider the production or manufacture of phenyl chloride, that is chemical, by using maybe acetylene or hydrochloric acid or by ethylene or chlorine. So, requirement if you see for each product is a totally different. Cement and vinyl chloride. So, solid form and liquid form product. And depending upon the input which are available, the product has to be considered in a dimension, such a dimension that it will survive for the long. Then steel plant, the example which we have seen or picture we have seen. Okay, the steel can be made either from the Bessemer process or often it is a Hearth process, different processes. Whereas soda can be made by the electrolysis process by using the chemical methods. If you compare this with the paper manufacturing, it uses the bagasse as the raw material and it can be manufactured by the Kraft process, or it may be our soda can be prepared by the process of the Simon Kuczynski process. Soap also can be prepared by manufactured by the semi-bottled or process or fully boiled process. So the technology for each product deployed is a different. Okay, so the availability of the manpower also take an important aspect into consideration, because these are the people who can work on the project physically. So the people should be located where the skilled, or plant should be located where the skilled labor or that industry is available. For example, footwear industry. Now, footwear company that requires the skilled stitching labor, and that would not be advisable to set up where the laborers would be hesitant to travel and stay. So these are the aspects also need to be considered while considering the technology aspects. Now, choice of the technology. What type of technology you can adopt? Plant capacity. In plant capacity, what technology you will adopt? The capacity of the plant is to meet a certain plant capacity requirement. Only a certain production technology may be viable. Investment outlay and the production cost is also equally important, because it consists of the technology process should be very high, should not be very high, that the unit itself will be uncompetitive and cannot sustain over the period of time. So it should be properly judged before making use of that technology. Other units, definitely the technology adopted should be proven successful by the other units also, and that too perfectly it should be matching. Because what happens in one unit, or the technology used will be perfectly applying, but for the second unit It may not be possible. It doesn't respond to that technology which they you are using. So the choice of technology as far as the used by the one unit and other unit should be competing to each other. Product mix. These aspects are very important because if only one product company is manufacturing, no issues. But if there is a product mix, usually number of products, number of variants, number of models that are getting manufactured by the companies. So using the same process. So the technological process which is used must be able to produce all the products in the product mix. Otherwise, one product, one technology, another product, another technology, this should not happen. This should be common technology and all the product mix should be applied or it should be used by the all product mix. Now, latest development. Technology adopted should be based on the latest development in the industry and the market so that technological obsolescence in near future can be avoided. Because simultaneously, technology is always going to change. You should prove the, it should choose or select the technology which can last longer time. Then, ease of absorption. What is this ease of absorption? Ease of absorption means advanced technology that may be available but may have to be shared due to the inadequate trained manpower to handle this technology. This issue should not come up. So, it has got the capacity to absorb the change in technology also. It is important for the unit to have the good technical collaborator or good consultant who can look into the market as well as the existing technology and guide it in relation to the manufacturing process to the company. More technical inputs includes for this kind of arrangement, that is technical arrangement, consist of selection of proper and proper technology, process, selection of proper process, design the purchase document, design, purchase, procurement and installation of the plant and training the manpower, which will be followed by the process of performance of the guarantees in terms of the plant capacity, product quality and consumption of the raw material and utilities. Periodic royalty fees or one-time licensing fees is also required to be paid and period of collaboration agreement. Material input and the utilities that can be classified like raw material, processed industrial material and the components, then auxiliary and the factory supplies, then utilities. These inputs are also scrutinized for availability and quality dependability. For the seasonal productions, in respect of the agriculture industries or agriculture product, you must check the quality and the price. Both are running hand in hand. Similarly, for the power quality, you should also check in terms of variation in supply of the voltage because that may damage the operation of the plant in the current, what is inline current frequency, then duration of the blackout, many times because of the shortage of electricity, there is a blackouts also. Then the water-based industries, what you have to see, you must check that availability or water quality also you have to check. Okay, so these are the things you have to check it. Now, coming down to our discussion further to the product mix. It is also a very important issue because the company offering the wider choice to its consumers and that can cater to the wide segment of the customers or offer a better consumer satisfaction. While the planning production facilitates for the firm, it's a flexibility in respect of the product mix which enables the capacity to alter its product mix and survive in the changing market condition is also very important. For example, if the garment manufacturing can offer a wide range in terms of the size and quality to the different consumers, whereas in biscuit and the fast food snacks, manufacturers can have the smaller pouches at low cost for one-time user and the larger economical sizes for monthly family consumptions. So it depends what type of mix you are going to sell into the market. Coming down to the plant capacity to understand, the capacity of the plant is that it should produce the units, number of units, or it's a volume, or it's optimal utilization. It should be produced during the given period of time. In traditional manufacturing system, capacity is defined as the maximum output available. Operating conditions like power or raw material or labor shortage, that can influence this type of capacity. Sometimes the seasonal availability of the raw material, such as sugarcane for the sugar plant, and it can hamper the plant capacity. If the sugar factory is there, but nearby there are no sugar canes, how the factory will run? So the capacity should be determined in such a manner that availability of the raw product should be taken into consideration. For instance, paper plant capacity varies with the grammage. And in the textile mill, capacity varies with the composition of the yarn of the different counts. Daily production in the sugar mill depends upon the sugar content of the cane and the annual production on the length of its crushing season also. So this all the characteristic feature to be taken into consideration as a plant capacity at the time of appraising the technical appraisal. The extent and the degree of integration and the facility, byproduct, any recovery are also affect the size of the project, its investment and its project profitability. An integrated textile mill also with the cotton as a starting material would require a larger investment and is more profitable than an unintegrated mill for the same capacity of the producing the fabrics which is given by. So sometimes the additional investment that is required for the purpose of improvement, the profitability and in caustic soda plant, if you see, there is a recovery of the chlorine and hydrogen, no doubt required the additional investment, but the improved profitability as a compared to the plant producing is just a caustic soda and nothing beyond that. There is no byproduct as such. Now, how the location and the site impact while undertaking the technical appraisal? Location, it's a very important. Location is fairly a broader area, such as city or town or village, or it is industrial area also. And the site should be the actual piece of the plot where the plant is going to be set up. That should be personally visited, that should be personally seen, and it should confirm that location should be close to the supply of raw material, close to the market for the final distribution of the product, and it has the accessibility of the infrastructure such as road, power, water, manpower. Okay. Now the polluting units, those units which are creating the pollution which is hazardous to the population living around it. So, the polluting unit should be set up in an approved industrial zone and not to anywhere else. It requires the government approval also. So, perfectly away from the residential area. So, located where the permission from the Pollution Control Board is also easily available. And usually, this kind of unit has to be set up where the effluent treatment plant, that is ETF, are already available to neutralize the output waste by means of which the pollution takes place. Machineries and equipment, if you look at the machinery and equipment in the technical appraisal process, are playing very important role so as to determine the factor of acceptability. The machinery and the equipment for the particular projects are depending upon the production of the technology and plant capacity. In selecting the machinery and the equipments, the various stages that should be matched well. Technical expert is many times inefficient, so external consultant must be employed to ensure that the smooth flow of the production over the long period of time. After understanding, now we will see the structure and the civil work, how it can be technically appraised. Structure, that means the building construction, and the civil work which is required to be done for erecting the building for the project. So, the structure and the civil work companies of the site preparation and the development, buildings and the structure, and outdoor work. These are the three parameters of the structures and the civil works. Three parameters of the structures and civil works. One is the site preparation and the development. Second is building and the structure. And third one is the outdoor work. Now, the structure and civil works are handled by the technical team, equipment suppliers, architect, structural consultant, and administration team. There are various technical designs coming to the parameters. Load requirement for the machinery foundation, accordingly this is required to be erected. Then height of machinery and ceiling, and the ceiling of the building. Then ventilation for good passage and the good healthy atmosphere within the four wall. Then heat generated in the production area has to be eased out. Then administration staff requirement, loading and unloading areas are to be specified, secure zones, handling of the influent of the wastage, etc. These are some of the aspects in the construction. Now, as far as the environmental aspects is concerned, the project may cause the environmental pollution in the form of emission, then effluent charge gases, noise, heat, vibration. This aspect should be at minimal level so that the people around staying, the locality, should not be getting disturbed. So, environmental aspects of the project have to be properly examined also. In that, pollution units that should be set up as per the approved industrial zones that we have seen, then preferably away from the residential area. Then it should be located at the permission from the pollution control board is easily available, and usually be the setup where the effluent treatment of the plant is available. Flexibility of the plant and the flexibility of the manufacturing system. The consumer demands are at all the time high, and the requirement choice for the color, taste, as well as the packaging size, and at the desired prices should be. Okay, the production has to be sustainable for the organization. There is a gap, so uninterrupted supply should be there. So today is the age of the mass customization. So depending upon the people choice, if you are undertaking the order, you have to customize your product according to the choice of the consumer. Flexibility of manufacturing system is also an emerging system, and the manufacturer what the customer wants. So this system helps the production of large variety of the product in the small batch or size. The days of assembly line, manufacturing emphasizing the economics of the sale are over. Even otherwise, flexibility imparts and a strain to the project to withstand the market fluctuation and the variations in the quality inputs. So, thank you very much.